KPLX Mobile.
KPLX, this is KR4AAE. Morning, Mike. I think that's your name.
That's the name. KR4AAE and 6CLX.
So happy I can remember call signs and names now. I think I could get better at this hobby.
Yeah, this hobby definitely exercises your memory.
With all the help I can get, my memory is not as good as it used to be, and I find myself writing more stuff down, and I'm like, hang on, man. It's like, I gotta be able to remember some of this stuff without writing it down, because I'm not always gonna have a pen and piece of paper handy.
I'm just on my way back to the temporary living conditions. My wife's not feeling good, so I'm just gonna work remote as best I can.
Sorry your wife's not feeling good. I know that feeling when people aren't feeling good. It's kind of miserable, and to tack on the cold, rainy, miserable weather outside, it doesn't make things any better.
And it's about the size of it. The biggest problem is just getting a doctor to want to see you. You know.
Yeah. Copy that. What you up to this morning other than taking care of the XYL?
1085 back from Spartanburg, going back to Greenville. But that's life in this here country now.
Yeah, I get that. I'm ready for a little bit of sunshine and maybe a little bit of warmth, and praying that the HF band blow back up a little bit.
With the wet ground, it should help, at least the ground plane. I don't know, I haven't turned my HF rig on in a while now. Any of them. So, yeah, I need to turn them on. The problem is we're not living at the house at the moment from a sewer flood, so I don't know. Things are just kind of crazy.
Hear you say something about sewer and flooding.
Yep, that's what you heard. Happened in September, middle of September. I got back from a trip, and that night I took a shower and I came down to the kitchen and it's like, what's all this water from? And then I look and see what's in it. And I went, oh my gosh. The sewer line plugged up for some reason in under the house and backed up into the downstairs toilet and up and over. You get my drift?
Yes, I do, and those are probably two words you never want to use in the same sentence, or hear in the same sentence. Sewage, flooding, sewer and flooding, or something sewage-related and backed up. Yeah, I've had my fair share of those, and I don't wish that upon anybody, ever. But yeah, the water does help with the ground plane on the HF. I'm getting out a little bit better, so... There's a good chance I'll be watering the yard before I hop on the HF, and everybody's going to think, what is this guy doing watering his grass in the wintertime when it's dormant?
Well, last night, the new QEX I subscribed to through the ARRL. There's a nice article in there. A guy designed a magnetic loop antenna. That'd be a nice little project. You have to make your own butterfly capacitor, see? Got to cut out aluminum parts, and then you have to have a 3D printer to make all the supports. When I got the 3D printer, I said, no, might be a little beyond my capability.
That was a magnetic loop, and the ARRL had published that. I'm kind of curious now. I just want to take a look at it and see what it's all about.
Yeah, it's in the QEX. Radio Experimentation magazine. You subscribe to that for an extra, I think, $30 a year. But yeah, this I just got it yesterday. I went by the house and grabbed the mail, and there it was. So I just reading it last night. Magnetic loop antenna. Those are the hot new things for real small locations. He had a picture in there of a fella in Japan operating about three of them. This guy had won some awards for DX contesting, so they worked.
Sounds like a good alternative for something for a quick deploy, or if you're in limited space and you can't put up a beam or a vertical, might have to look into that. Here we go. I'm acquiring more antennas and more radios than I know what to do with right now. And I only have two of each.
Looking through 6 meters, he's got a design in there. The automatically tuned. It's a pretty cool little design. The, or remote tuned, I think it is. But it's magnetic loop. Just takes an antenna and radiates out like a dipole. But you can fit it on a balcony.
That's just so cool. I wish I need to find more time to read up on antenna theory and how all of this stuff works, because it boggles the mind, but it piques my curiosity and saying, like, how does this work? And I want to figure out the inner workings of it, which was great when I put the NFET antenna together. I kind of figured out how that one works. I said, oh, that's how that works. And pieces are slowly coming together again.
I really like the... I'm an engineer, so I've always been enjoyed the physics side of everything, so I always like not just following a plan and making something, but understanding why it works.
Copy that. I'm a network engineer, so I make the bits go down the wire, but I am the guy who likes to follow the plan, but I do as well like to figure out the whys and the how things work. It's just, it adds to it and just exercises the brain a little bit more.
Yeah, I've made my share of projects. In fact, a few of them I made, I had to delve into how it works because they had something wrong in the schematic. I had to go figure it out.
Yep, I understand that. What type of engineering do you do? Are you mechanical, electrical, computer? Which one? Any of those, or am I completely off?
My degree is in mining, actually. But never really worked in engineering mines. It's always been selling. Right now I work for a German company that manufactures fans and dust collection equipment. So I'm the sales engineer, so I do all the fan selection.
I've heard of the company, can't remember the name. I remember that when I was looking for a tech job, that name came up. I was like, hey, like it sounds pretty cool, but nothing ever came of that. Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty fun. KR4AAE.
Excellent. N6CLX, keep up with us. I just let the repeater remind me when to ID.
Yeah, I use that too. If I forget, the repeater will come up and say, oh, I need to throw a call sign out there for ID. Need to follow the rules or the best practices, we call them. Well, Mike, I need to get going here. I need to get back to doing some stuff on the good old network here. So I'll be clear on your final. N6CLX, this is KR4AAE, 73, and clear on your final.
Stay dry, and I'll do the same, and have a good day. Talk to you later. N6CLX, I'll be monitoring.